You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're on, and this is our final segment. Trish, in the last segment, was talking about the Red Cross and how they help people in need. And then she asked me about my personal person in need, and we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about Vivian Freed. Vivian Freed lights up my life. And I was at the ICSC conference, and I was there, and there were people coming up left and right. Many of them have donated to Vivian's kidney fund, the money that I'm going to use to help her when we have to go away and go get the kidney transplant. We're praying that it'll happen soon. While everybody was watching the Hurricanes game this weekend, my wife turned to me with her fat, puffy eyes and were tearing because the water just can't get out. She hasn't peed in 2 years. Water comes out anywhere it can. It comes out of her eyes. Can you imagine if your wife looked at you or your husband looked at you and had big, puffy red eyes that were tearing because the water had to come out of there because it couldn't come out anywhere else? And she asked me, she goes, "Honey, I think I may be reaching my expiration date." And I lost it. I had to go out of the room. I had to go close the door, had to take a deep breath, drink a little glass of water, went back in, and I hugged her and kissed her, and I said, "That's not happening. Not on my watch." And I went out, and I started working that social media even harder, trying to find anybody that'll match her. We need an A-positive kidney. That's 80% of the people. But then I recently found out why it's been so hard. She is A1 positive, and now that 80% goes to a very small number. And we've had many, many heroes that have gotten tested. Scores of people have gotten tested. Many beautiful human beings have gotten tested. We even had 12 people, so actually more people that have matched 10 this summer. But when we got the dates, the people didn't follow through for whatever reason, and I don't hold it against them. They all had good, solid reasons that mattered to them. But we're working with another group of people. We're hoping that they'll come through. But if they don't match, I'm still going to need to find somebody to save Vivian's life. You know, most people don't understand about this. They think, well, you know, how am I going to help? Well, you know, you got two kidneys. You only need one. One runs at about 70%. The other runs at 30%. The surgeons at the transplant, they take out the one that runs at 30%. The kidney's a hydraulic muscle, so you start drinking a lot of water, it pumps up, and now you got 100% in you, 100% in the other person. You just saved somebody's life. It didn't impact you at all. In fact, it did impact you. It made you closer to God. It made you spiritual. It made you a human being that gives the highest level of donation, the gift of life. That's right. That's what you can do for my wife and other people, too. You know, all you got to do is call the Miami Transplant Institute and say you want to get tested. You don't have to say that you want to get tested for Vivian Freed. Just go out and get tested. If you call them and you do want to get tested for Vivian Freed, they'll accommodate you. If you want to learn more about how you can help Vivian, all you have to do is email R1125. That's R1125@renewal.org. You go, well, who's Renewal? Renewal are a bunch of spiritual people in New York that have been helping us. They've identified a lot of these donors, and they're continuing to work with us, and they will help us find and comfort the person that will be the spiritual match that will help my wife live and thrive and allow us to carry the message of organ donation and love to the world. And we will do that. So, email r1125@renewal.org today, and we can help you save my wife. And you go, well, wait, what if I don't match Vivian? Well, if you don't match Vivian, you can still donate a kidney. It goes up and you do what's a paired donation, and your kidney goes and matches somebody, and then my wife gets a kidney out of the kidney universe, the list, and then you've helped two people. Sometimes three, maybe even four. So if you feel it in your heart that you want to do good in this world and you want to help somebody live to relieve their suffering, and it's impossible for me to tell you how much she suffers. The girl can't barely do anything. She's an amazing person, and I love her. You email r1125@renewal.org. I want to thank Casey Conway, my good friend, who's going to continue to come on the show with us. We're going to do great things together. I want to thank Trish Blasey and the ICSC for all the beautiful things they've done with that matching donation, $1,000,001 for the southeastern United States to help hurricane victims. A drop in the bucket, but a real material gift. And of course, I want to thank anybody who's stepped up and donated to Vivian's kidney fund or gotten tested to see if they're a living donor match. I want to thank you for having the courage to step forward. I want to thank everybody that listens. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank Warren Henry Flex Drive. I want to thank them both, the Flex Wheels. Go to our Facebook page and like our show. Next Wave is also a sponsor, Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. Join our community. Give us feedback and comments. Tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet me at Jim Freed at Freed on Business. I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website, www.freedonbusiness is where we'll be with the show. If you missed it, it'll be up on the webpage soon. This is Jim Freed for Freed on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday. We're going to have best of, lots of great spiritual stuff to make you feel good. And then I'll be back after that live. Why? Because I love doing this. Remember, this is not a rehearsal. This is your life. The person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. God bless you all.
Said, oh, if I get that boy, I'm gonna stick him in the house of detention. Well, I'm on my way.